This is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop on WNJR 91.7 FM, Washington, PA, with Mark Scott from the band Trickster. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Kara, my darling. How we doing over there? Rock Shop, baby. Cook it up. Come on now.
Well, I am so excited to talk to you today about your new album, Christmas Miracle. Now, you're not playing drums on the album, as many would expect. Tell us how long you've been playing the trumpet.
Yeah, you know, it's really weird. A lot of people don't seem to realize, you know, I have to even remind myself. I actually started playing piano and trumpet before I played the drums. I expressed an interest very early on when I was very young with drums. And my mom was a music major in college. So she said, if you're going to learn music, you're going to learn it the right way. You're going to start on piano. The fundamental of music, it's all right there in front of you. Now, she's right in what she's saying. I mean, to be honest with you, now that I'm older, I look back and say, wow, you know what, that's really the right way to do things. But when you're a seven-year-old kid and you want to beat the crap out of a drum and mom says, no, you got to do Mary Had a Little Lamb on piano, you're like, you're freaking kidding me, you know? So I was less than enthused back then. But I got to tell you, I thank her now because all that knowledge, all the training, all the visualization that you can actually do on a keyboard, you see music right in front of you before you play. You have a visual reference of what's going on.
Sure.
And the fact that I think is invaluable. So, yeah, she did the right thing, but, man, I still beat the crap out of the drums out there. But, yeah, I mean, I started trumpet, I guess, damn, I think I was 9 years old or something like that, 8 or 9.
Okay.
And started piano a couple of years prior to that. And I actually did a lot. I was an All-State player in New Jersey, the All-State band, All-State jazz ensemble, went to the University of Hartford, Hart School of Music, recorded three vinyl LPs back in the day.
Wow.
with the orchestra there, and really an amazing experience to have. I was a sophomore in high school playing on a college level, and it was amazing. And to have that experience with that caliber of musician was something really special. Very, very fortunate.
Wonderful. So, what inspired you to record the album, the Christmas album?
You know, it didn't just pop into me in one shot. This was a weird thing. I live in Phoenix, Arizona, and so does Pete Lawrence, singer from Trickster.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing some work on a movie soundtrack for a video game, and we were doing sound effects. He did the engineering, I did the production, and we were working on it together, and we had these sounds. And I got to tell you, after doing like a few hours of different sounds and sound effects and explosions and punches and jumps and laser beams and stuff, you start to get a little punchy. So Pete, I guess, was getting a little irritated. He said, Gus, go to your car, get that damn trumpet, get it in here. And he starts putting up these microphones. I said, okay. You know, so I got it out, and I'm playing it. He said, but Tess wants to play for a little while. So I played for about 15 minutes or so. And we said, okay, let's listen to that. We listen back, he tweaks a couple things, we look at each other, holy crap, that sounds pretty good. And to be honest with you, I had recorded trumpet. I actually played trumpet on Trickster's second album on a song called Nobody's Hero. And it was cool, but it was very quick, and it was backing parts. This was the first time I ever actually recorded something where trumpet was the primary voice. And I think, we weren't sure what the heck to expect. You know, I screwed around a little, but never really played something like that. And once we had the sound, then we said, man, what are we going to do with it? So the song Ave Maria came first. This was even long before I thought of a Christmas album. I mean, I really didn't even think of it. But I had an idea. I said, well, with the way that horn sounds, I got to do a song. I got to do a test. You know, what can I do? I want to do something like Kenny G. I love Kenny G. I met him 25 years ago. He was so nice to me. I mean, he was such an inspiration. That son of a gun can really freaking play. And I said, look, I don't know what song it is, but something called me. I was always a fan of the song Ave Maria. Mm-hmm. And I knew it from, I guess, you know, being trained classically. But more recently, it was on an episode of the West Wing miniseries, the TV series.
Uh-huh.
And they did an episode, and Ave Maria was featured. And, man, it really inspired something new inside of me. I don't know, man. I really embraced the song. There was also this other movie called The Hitman, based on the successful video game franchise. And they took Ave Maria, and they put these slow-motion scenes of The Hitman blowing people away. So the juxtaposition of taking such a beautiful classical piece of music and murder together was really something. And I said, well, I can't sing like that, so let's try the horn and see what happens. So me and Pete, we built a backing track, and then it came time for the trumpet, and put up the mics, and said, well, here we go, you know. Try playing it, and then, you know, I played half the song. I said, I didn't want to wait till the whole band dance. You know, I said, cut, let's check it out. we did a quick little mix, and it was like, oh, my God. We looked at each other like, holy crap, it really sounds good. I really didn't know what to expect, but man, I was just so pleasantly surprised. It was so cool. And and then I finished the other half of the song. We mixed it. It was freaking done. We looked, you know, I said, holy crap. I said, now what are you going to do? Well, I really didn't know. So I said to myself, you know, by the time I get another few songs, I put it all together, record it, shit, it'll be Christmas. so that's what happened, you know? That's yep. What started the whole thing.
Awesome. So you recently took a tour of D.C. and New York to film the video for the first single, Ave Maria. Tell us about that experience.
You know, this whole project, it wasn't planned. I had downtime. Everybody's off doing their own solo project or doing some ancillary thing other than Trickster. Uh-huh. So I was the only guy that just played drums with Trickster. And I'm like, well, Pete's doing this, he's doing that, Pete's doing that. I said, what the hell am I doing? I'm not doing anything. So that's when I started doing the video game stuff and then this trumpet stuff. So this whole thing has been like a pet project. So I'm taking chances with it. And my son was really into video. And I said, you know what, dude? And I used to take him to New York City. I grew up in the New York, New Jersey area. So the idea that the city was always just there, I kind of took it for granted. But with my son, he wanted to know more about 9/11. He wanted to know more about the Empire State Building. He wanted to go to the top of Rockefeller Plaza. He said, come on, Dad, take me. So I was like, all right. But you know what? By living through his eyes and his excitement, he got this new renewed interest in the city for me, you know? And I've been all over that place. I'm at the top of every building, helicopters the whole nine yards because of him. So I said, you know what? Let's do something. You know, I got together with a charity called Hope for Kids International, and all the proceeds from Ave Maria is going to go to Hope for Kids International. So this is not, like a financial endeavor for me. This is to raise awareness about something. Hope for Kids International, they are worldwide since 1973. They build wells. They build schools. They take unfortunate kids all over the world, Uganda, China, Mexico, I mean, everywhere. And they really take care of people. There's so many scam charities out there where, I don't know, maybe 20% of the cash goes to the actual cause. At Hope for Kids, 90% of the cash goes directly to the children. It's like unheard of. If you look at that, they have to list their financials. Everybody who works there has a child that they support. Someone that they have adopted that they contribute to. Everybody that works there goes on the trips around the world to make a difference. They're not just pushing pens and you know what I mean?
Right.
But the idea that type of people that are involved with the charity, they care. It's like, really? So getting involved with them and being a spokesperson for them is an absolute honor and a pleasure. It's the greatest. I can't say how rewarding it is. So, just taking chances and doing something more than just for myself. I can't tell you what an amazing joy it is to do that. And to get my son involved and to produce the video, it's like this whole thing is really a reward on a different level. It's truly like the greatest thing.
So is your son interested in photography and production, or was it just something that he did, for you to help support this effort?
No, you know what? When I took him to the city, he used to take his GoPro and his iPhone. And okay. he used to take iMovie Maker. He started making movies when he was like 8.
Yeah.
So he got better, you know? That's why I kind of took the chance. I said, you know what? Let's go crazy. You're going to produce this thing. You tell me where to stand. You tell me what shot you see. And you tell me when to play. That's how we're going to do it. And you know what? I took total direction from him. He assumed the role of producer. And I'm telling you, the only thing I did throughout the whole thing that I kind of, you know, said, wait a minute, there was one shot, the lighting wasn't right, and then in editing, I just didn't like two shots. And that was just me being a pain in the ass. So, but I'm telling you what, I said, dude, you tell me what you see, that's what we're doing. He said, okay, Dad, we're going here. Okay, let's go. Where do you want me? Stand over there and you're going to walk this way. Okay, great, that's what we're doing. And I followed him to the T. He did the editing by himself. And I can't tell you, it's on YouTube. I just can't tell you how proud I am for him that he made this happen. And I'm so happy, you know what I mean? It's like, it's so cool to do it, you know, like that. You know, it's family. It's, you know, perking him up and getting his name out there. And I just think it's the coolest thing, man. I'm just so, so happy on a different level. It's really, really something.
Yeah, well, he definitely has a great eye. The photographs, too, are just beautiful of you in the city. So,
right?
Yeah, he's very talented.
I mean, he doesn't really have any training. He just, I don't know, I guess by trial and error and watching YouTube for instruction, I can't tell you how proud I am of Brandon. He's really done some great, great stuff. I love what he's done. I can't thank him enough.
Great. So so tell everybody how they can get a copy of the new CD. I understand it's officially getting released at Thanksgiving.
Correct, yes. It'll be full release Thanksgiving. Right now it can be downloaded at my website, markgusscott.com. I'm going to be running a special soon, so keep your eyes open. Yeah. But realistically, the full-blown release will happen on Thanksgiving. And also on the website, you'll be able to get personally autographed CDs as well. So that'll be a nice little trinket for Christmas time, don't you think? A little something.
Yeah, that sounds like stocking stuffer.
Also, you know what I ask people to do? Because this, I don't want to misrepresent the project. This is not really a rock and roll project. This is a real deal Christmas album. So I welcome people to go to the site, and you can hear samples of the song. There's a couple songs I actually let them all just ride through, so you can hear them in their entirety. And the main thing with this whole thing, I want to expose people to something more. You know what I mean? Even for myself, I love to beat the crap out of the drums, but I also love to play the horn. And I got to tell you, I'm just so proud with the way this whole thing came out. I don't want to tell people to buy it. Go to the website, take a listen. That's all I ask, you know? And from there, I think you'll agree, that's a real nice Christmas music. And
it is.
I can't tell you how much it really touches my heart.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us on WNJR-FM, Mark. We really appreciate your time today and hearing about your new project.
Pure rock job. You guys kicking some butt. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, Kara. Thanks so much for having me, my dear. And God bless America. Merry Christmas.